This is Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been in it a long time. We'll be in it a long time more. So we are at about the 15th chapter, one of the cherubims in 15 and verse 7. The four living creatures, the highest order of angels, of angelic hosts, hands out these bowls in the Ezekiel 10 and 7. It's a cherub that takes fire from the altar of God in heaven and gives it to one dressed in linen who took it out. In 15 and verse 8, smoke. And we went over this yesterday concerning the smoke representing the glory of God that nobody could stand in the days of Solomon when he finished the temple, completed. It was filled with a cloud. The priest could not enter. Sometimes it's so powerful, the glory of God, that mankind, flesh, stuff made out of flesh, cannot enter in at all. Now, this is something that very interesting. The heavenly vision, the heavenly temple, was filled with smoke. In Isaiah's vision of 6, verse 4, and the first angel went out and poured out his bowl on the earth. And these festering, ugly sores, some of the worst, came upon the people out of his bowl. Festering, ugly sores broke out on those who had the mark. You don't want to get the mark. This is a bad sign. You don't want to get it by agreement, by mark, in the hand, the forehead, or the mind. You don't want to get this mark of the beast. On those who had the mark of the beast or worshipped its image. You just have to worship the image and you'll be getting these festering, ugly sores on your body. Now, the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and the sea turned to blood like that of a corpse. Every creature living in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers, the springs of water. These also turned to blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, You are just. O Holy One, who are and who were in passing this sentence and is to come, he will come. For they have shed the blood of the Holy Ones and the prophets, the martyrs, and you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve. Then I heard the altar cry out, Yes, Lord God Almighty, your judgments are true and just. The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, if you can imagine. You know, God has control over virtually everything in the universe. He created it. He balanced it. He made it what it is today, all in running in perfect order. And he can stop it, change it, or do whatever he feels like at any time he chooses. This fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given the power to burn people with fire. You talk about a global warming. This is not caused by SUVs or fossil fuels. Not like the lies being told today about fossil fuels and about gas-powered cars. This is the true global warming, I'll guarantee you. And it's not anything to mess with because it's God-created. This other global warming that mankind is trying to pawn off on the people is strictly to make money, and it's a bunch of lies. Bunch of lies. The sun is, they were given power to burn people. They were given power to burn the people and to burn them with fire, actually. Not just burn them. Burn them with fire. The people were burned by scorching heat. And they blasphemed the name of God, who had power over these plagues. But they did not repent or give him glory. You know, you would think if someone was really suffering, that they would repent and give God glory. That's not the case. That's not the case, folks. It says here they turned around and they blasphemed God. They would not repent. They would not go back on. They had so much pride, and this is a horrifying thing to think about. They had so much pride that they would not repent for anything. Anything. They were getting burned literally by fire from the sun. And they absolutely will not repent. Now the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. Its kingdom was plunged into darkness, and people bit their tongues in pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and sores, but they did not repent of their works. Now, this Antichrist kingdom, the beast, actually, made up of many people, not just one person. The controlling interest of these people, the major controller, is going, the controllers of the Antichrist, they are going to be burnt as well. They're going to bite their tongues. They're going to blaspheme the God of heaven as a result of the pains and sores. They did not repent of their works. Same thing. Now, the sixth angel emptied his bowl. Sixth angel we're talking about here. On the great river Euphrates. Now, the river Euphrates is always mentioned many, many times in Bible prophecy. And here it's mentioned again. And it's usually the Babylonian Empire. The first Babylonian Empire, which is the literal Babylonian Empire, and now we have the spiritual Babylonian Empire, which is mentioned now, which is going to fall in 1 hour. The sixth angel emptied its bowl on the river Euphrates. Its water was dried up to prepare the way of the kings of the east. Now, why would the river have to be dried up to prepare the way of the kings of the east? This is interesting because we don't need rivers to dry up. We're talking about the end times here. We're talking about, we have planes, helicopters, missiles. We do not have to dry up the river Euphrates for the kings of the east. This is B. Now, I want to suggest this. This could be a spiritual or symbolic spiritual event. The Euphrates was a impedance to those that couldn't cross it. The water was dried up. Now, what water is going to dry up? The water of the Holy Ghost, the water of the Word, because the water of the Word, the water and the Word are symbolic for each other. The water of the Word going to dry up, and then the kings of the East, which is nothing more than the Antichrist system, Antichrist gods, will be prepared to take over much of the world. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come from the mouth of the dragon, from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet. These were demonic spirits who performed signs. They went out to the kings of the whole world, assembled them for battle on the great day of God Almighty. This is the battle of Armageddon, where many soldiers will be gathered in Megiddo, and they will be destroyed by the brightness of his coming, the sword proceeding out of his mouth, and the saints will be with him. The Lord Jesus Christ I'm speaking of here. Blessed is the one who watches and keeps his clothes ready, so that he may not go naked and people see him exposed. They then assembled the kings in the place that is called Armageddon in Hebrew. Now, remember, could be a literal drying up of the Euphrates. It's very possible. So that there could be cars, horses, whatever, cross it. But like I say, it's not required now. We have literally all kinds of flight. So it could be a symbolic thing. But we have everyone gathering at Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, saying, "It is done." Then there were lightning flashes and rumblings, peals of thunder, and a great earthquake. It was such a violent earthquake that there has never been one like it since human race began on earth. And this could be the earthquake that dries up the river Euphrates, literally. The great city split into three parts. Could be Jerusalem. And the Gentile cities fail. But God remembered great Babylon, giving it the cup filled with the wine and of his fury and wrath. Every island fled, and the mountains disappeared. Large hailstones like huge weights came down from the sky on people, and they blasphemed God for the plague of hail, because this plague was so severe. It was so severe, this plague. Now, we're seeing something that's, the whole world's falling apart. I mean to tell you, this whole world is falling apart. This first bowl, outbreak of the painful sores, it's kind of parallels the boils of Egypt. The second bowl with the second trumpet, a third of the sea, turn to blood. Here, the entire sea, not just to blood, but to coagulated black blood from a corpse. And it appears like a lot of this parallels the plagues of Egypt. But we'll get more into this tomorrow. We're out of time. So if you like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. And call us, 928-368-6766. Write to us if you'd like to help support. Nobody takes a salary here. And would love to have more supporters. And you can write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.